From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's president links a political solution to the destruction of all terrorists. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation Sunday his country must eliminate the terror threat as a way to reach a political solution to the nearly 5 years civil war. The state-run news agency said Mr. Assad stressed taking out terror groups would preserve Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Analyst Joseph Olmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
More secure these days due to the Russian intervention, even though I must tell you that a lot of things happening in Syria on the ground, which are not coming to the attention of the Western media in various areas of the country, which indicate to me that as of now, the real actual situation on the ground there hasn't changed in a dramatic way or in a fundamental way.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov discussed the prospects of an internationally backed political settlement that would involve Syrian authorities and what they call the patriotic opposition. Low voter turnout reported in the Republic of Congo Sunday as people were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes, allowing President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for president and an age limit of 70 for candidates. This Brazzaville resident wonders at what point were the people consulted about the referendum. Results are expected later this week. The opposition called on voters to boycott the referendum. President Sassou Nguesso has ruled Congo for most of the past 36 years. This is VOA News. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in the country's history. The ruling CCM party, challenged by a coalition of opposition parties that nominated former Prime Minister Edgar Lowassa as its candidate. He faced Works Minister John Magufuli of the ruling CCM. Results are due out later today. Meanwhile, voters in Ivory Coast went to the polls Sunday in a first round of presidential elections. Incumbent Alassane Ouattara faced six contestants and was favored to win.
Le vote est un processus démocratique.
Mr. Ouattara says he wants the West African country to become permanently democratic so the 2010 post-election violence can be finally erased. That violence left at least 3,000 dead after then-President Laurent Gbagbo and candidate Ouattara both claimed victory. In Guatemala, comedian Jimmy Morales won the presidential election in that Central American nation. A political outsider promising clean government, Mr. Morales captured more than 70% of Sunday's vote. Former First Lady Sandra Torres has conceded defeat. President Otto Perez was forced from power and then arrested in a corruption scandal which emerged last month. In Argentina, a tight presidential race may force a runoff next month between the governor of Buenos Aires province, Daniel Scioli, and Mauricio Macri, the mayor of Buenos Aires. Mr. Scioli has been endorsed by incumbent president Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, who's dominated national politics for a dozen years, along with her late husband, Nestor Kirchner. With some two-thirds of polling stations reporting, Mr. Marcy leads 36% to 35%. As the flow of migrants and refugees through the Balkans toward Western Europe continues unabated, European leaders meeting in Brussels Sunday agreed to send border guards to Slovenia, expand reception facilities, and improve the screening of those entering from Syria, Africa, and South Asia. Donald Tusk is president of the European Council.
Today it's our common position in Europe that the priority is to protect our external borders. And I am absolutely aware, of course, that it's not because of my arguments only, but maybe more because of this really dramatic and brutal development on our borders.
Sunday's meeting, the latest in a series of top-level EU meetings that have so far failed to find a unified approach on how to deal with thousands of migrants streaming into the EU daily. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu Sunday said adding video surveillance to the sacred Jerusalem site known to Jews as the Temple Mount and Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque is in Israel's best interest. He told a cabinet meeting it would help to both refute claims Israel wants to change the rules and to show where the provocations are really coming from. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.